Hello, dear listeners. James here. Audio boo only, responsive boo, I think this could be potentially called. Somewhat a summation of thoughts I've been having listening to conversations, in fact, from Nick Holloway, from Simon, and from Yana, predominantly, regarding news and the nature of booze. I stood at the back of the garden facing the luscious growth of blackberries and apples, in fact. It's the perfect time of year, in fact. The only reason I'm a little bit uncomfortable about being here is because there are wasps nibbling away at the rotting apples that have fallen off the tree. Rich pickings, in fact, for the birds and the insects, which is why it's rather strange, in fact, and I know this is something of a diversion, that we have a gang, it can only be described as such, of dunnocks and great tits and robins and the occasional blackbird who just sits back and looks at them. Coming in, invading our bird table, looking for seeds and water, which is rather odd, given that there are so many wonderful berries back here. I might go and do a collection. In fact, Beth's already been to the tree and collected some apples and blackberries and made some rather nice compote sauce stuff, which is obviously the technical term for it. Anyway, before I run out of 5 minutes, I just wanted to very quickly thank Yana for the really interesting boo about news. It pains me to say this, but one of the reasons I want to move out of broadcasting in some respects is the obsession with news, because it seems that journalists believe they are a canonical and reliable source of information. And so often, not only are they wrong, but they're also driven by an agenda, certainly of newspapers and other organisations. And also, they are also incorrect. There are errors, there are issues, and the full story, as Yana beautifully put it, is not always told. They trumpet the importance of fact. They carry down the corridor this piece of paper or this electronic text or recording, which is so important to be delivered right now. But actually, it could be completely wrong. It could be denied. It could be spin from the government. It could be anything. And that's what annoys me, because they give the support staff a really hard time about it. Give me a programme maker who's thought about it. Someone like, a programme like In Our Time, which has pondered the historical context of some of these things. And there you go. That's what it's all about. Which brings me quite nicely to the conversation that Simon and Nick have been having about Audio Boo. I've resisted getting involved because I didn't want it to get too meta. Audio booing about audio boo, it starts to get a little bit tangled after a while. But I wanted to say that the reason I audio boo, and I've thought about this, the reason I audio boo is, I think, as much as anything, to tell the story of my life. It's journalism of a gentle form, in that it puts into perspective the sounds of now. So when they look back in history, this is what life sounded like. Children playing around in the back garden. The ever-present wood pigeon. The sound of traffic in the background and motorbikes and occasionally angle grinders, but fortunately we don't have those today. And of course in Luton, the airport, where the wind's blowing in the right direction, is coming through. So, but also the factual experiences, the places I've been and the sounds. I don't really like talking about myself, because I think me, James Hart, as I stand here talking to you, I'm on a voyage of discovery, of discovering myself, of learning about things from experience. And yes, I'll give you some insight as to the part of the experience I have. But for me, Audio Boo, although you guys have shown the versatility of it, in that it can be used for so many different and interesting and wonderful things. I'm not really interested in telling people who aren't genuinely interested in me, as in my friends, as in people I have one-to-one conversations with. And I think that's what it comes down to, is the fact that, Nick, you are a performer. You are the professor. You are the playwright. You are the man who is capable and happy to open his heart out to an audience who, on the whole, appreciates what you do. And as you say, standing up in front of an audience, if you don't get that click, you end up with an audience who gets annoyed with you and throws you off. And audio boo is very much a more gentle thing. But of course, as soon as you start posting these things onto Facebook or Twitter, which is what I do because it's part of my blogging thing. This is why this this recording is no... Oh, crumbs, I've got to check the time, haven't I? This recording isn't going anywhere, either of the, either of those two. I think... there you go, it's 4 minutes 50. I'm going to close very soon. 4 minutes 50 to go. Sorry, I lost my thread there. Yes, because Audioboo can be used to be shared, be edited, be re-edited, be used in context. In fact, one of the things I was interested in doing was writing an ambient track based on some things heard from Audioboo, found sounds, if you know what I mean. Because there are people talking, and it's a wonderful thing. And you do hear all kinds of... Oh, it's amazing what you can find. It's a little bit sad in some respects, where people just upload MP3s of pop songs onto Audioboo as a kind of an illicit distribution method. But there are some really interesting things. I mean, Frankie McGinty is a perfect example of somebody who plays songs for Audioboo. Amazing! Again, it captures the sound of now. Brilliant. That's why I do it. And I think it takes someone special like Nick to do this very honest revelation about oneself and one's motivations to a public you don't really know. So there we go. I consider you friends. But who knows? There might be someone sitting at home. Well, I've got no idea who's just listened to my voice. Probably thought I'm a bit of an arse. There you go. I can take it. As long as I don't say anything too controversial. And with that, I'm going to pick some blackberries and go back indoors. Actually, I might stay out. It's lovely this afternoon. Let's hope that weather warning doesn't happen, because Beth and Ellen are up camping at the moment. And if it's like this up on... I was going to say Leighton Buzzard, but it's not. It's... you know where it is. It's up there, up on the hill, near Leighton Buzzard. They'll have a lovely time. Speak to you later, and bye-bye for now. Oh, ta-ra a bit. I love the Black Country accent.